This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending August 23rd. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $249.77, and that was $5.77 lower than the previous week. There were 889 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was another big week as retailers buy product for Labor Day, and it was about 11% of the total volume. That comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at $251.91, which was $2.84 lower, and it pretty much followed that daily cutout downward. It just didn't fall down quite near as much. However, the big news again for the week was that total volume jumped as retailers continued to buy product for that Labor Day weekend. This was a very, very critical week for sales because very little product had been booked ahead for this holiday, and there needed to be good last-minute buying to take advantage of this major grilling weekend. The total reported box beef volume was 7,717 loads, and that was 782 loads more than the previous week. This makes 2 weeks in a row of large load counts since retailers have been buying hand-to-mouth lately. Exports climbed also. They were at 931 loads, which was 359 loads higher than last week, and much more in line with numbers that we'd seen during much of the last couple of years. The formula sales were almost the same as the previous week, and they were at 3,456 loads, which was roughly about 45% of the total loads sold, and about 77 loads better than the previous week. Those formula sales, they pretty much hang right in there week in and week out. The outfront sales really jumped quite a bit again. They were at 1,689 loads, which was 464 loads more than the previous week. However, long-term contracts made up a bigger portion of those outfront sales this week, and those long-term contracts sometimes last up to a year, so the buyers and sellers got together for quite a few of those this week. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings, which is the major product from those cow carcasses, were both about steady, showing only about a 50-cent decline in prices. The finished cattle trade was mostly $2 to $3 lower, with some sales firming up a little late in the week. Dress prices were $2 to $3 lower, mostly at $241 to $243. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle rebounded as the percent heifers dropped back to that 38% area, and it was 1296, which was 19 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1268 last year. This is a new all-time record high, which comes very, very early in the season. Normally, we don't see our highs set until late fall. In fact, the last all-time high was set around Thanksgiving week. So we're probably looking forward to increases in weights as we continue through the fall. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 9th was 1 pound heavier at 875, and that compares to 867 last year and 854 pounds for the previous five-year average. Those national weights are following the same seasonal trend that our Texas Panhandle weights are, and they are increasing pretty much each and every week. And the choice select spread ended the week about $10, which was about $3 higher than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.